You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Environmental groups in New York see danger and opportunity in the federal government's series of reports last week about the implications of climate change. The report cautioned that failure to address the issue could be detrimental, specifically that inaction would severely damage the American economy over the next half century. Hannah Ring is the CNY program coordinator for Citizens Campaign of the Environment. She says the federal report is based in science.
What's refreshing to hear is the true economical cost of climate change and how those wildfires that we're seeing and these climate events that we see today in upstate New York and all over the country, that they're having a real, true economic impact on our federal economy, as well as on the state and local level, public health, and our environment.
Given the recent actions by the EPA rolling back environmental regulations, Ring says she was surprised by how forcefully the report warns of the effects of climate change. NY Renew's spokesperson Catherine Nadeau says the report exposes an economic threat, but she also sees potential.
We are hopeful, as always, that we'll cut greenhouse gas pollution from all sectors of our economy, protect our communities and our workers on the front line, put people back to work with good labor standards, and make sure that all of our government decisions line up with these climate and equity policies. This is a tremendous opportunity for our state.
Nadeau says to take full advantage of this opportunity, state lawmakers should approve the Climate and Community Protection Act. The bill would increase investment in renewable energy technologies. The law has passed in the state assembly for three consecutive years, but has not yet gained the approval of the Senate or the governor.
So we've got people from the central New York area all coming together to focus on what do we need to do right now to pass the Climate and Community Protection Act, and to support the move to 100% renewables in our communities.
NY Renews has dedicated itself to the passage of this legislation. The group is holding a renewable campaign training 6 p.m. on Thursday at the Bishop Harrison Center at 1432 Lancaster Avenue in Syracuse. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.